I looked at this stuff. You have Mark, I've said it. No, really.
You did a very good job, huh?
I don't think so. Fine. I'm going to think of it anyway. After this, we'll see if I know how to work it out. I'd like to. I'll change a little bit the format about the people speaking, and let me just discuss in Akuda first. I mean, one of the things you find frustrating in general about, you know, people when they first start out, they get a tam, and the first time Yontav is explained to you and so on, you get a tam in it. It's interesting, it's exciting, and so on. As time goes on, there's just so many times you can hear the same thing over and over again. It's true. Every time there's always something. So people always look to find something more exotic, more interesting, a more favor from the medrash, a more favor from a story, a different thing. The problem with that is, first of all, it has an end to it, and also it's really missing the boat. That's not where the chiddush is supposed to come from. You'll never find. So the medrash sounds very interesting the first time you hear it as a kid. It sounds nice the second time you hear it. The third time somebody has a nice story to add. But at some point people become frustrated. They don't find a tam in a yontiv and a machal and everything. Yom Kippur is a time people at least try to find a tam in it. And it also at some point that there's just you sort of run into a roadblock or into a dead end of sorts. And that's something that's very, very frustrating. The answer can't be, and something like sukkahs, we all run away from it because we very rarely had a tam in it. It's not something where it's easy to find a pertinent message, a relevant message, and so on. And b'meila it becomes bilik. So you have. I always tell people, you know, when I was in Yisrael, I used to run to hear a futna. Because there were two people in the mirror when I was there. There were people that were running around busy, you know, living it up, Sukkis or Pesach or, you know, whatever was Yom HaPagra. And there were people that were sitting alone in Baba Kama. But somewhere along the line, I was trying to still figure out where Sukkis was. And Rav Putnam really was the one who opened up a whole world of Sukkis. But for me, what's relevant is more the Nakuda. Unless a person learns to think deeper into something, the only place that's endless is depth. And it takes work because you have to chew on ideas, and you can't sit back and just absorb them. You need to think about it. But when you think about it, it actually comes alive. We get scared with words and things. If you can actually chew on it and understand it, believe me, it doesn't take You don't have to be an Einstein. You just need to get just the idea that you have to think about it. That thinking about something is an important part of the enjoyment process, the learning process. And in Agoda and in Yom Tovim, if you learn that to sit down on a yontif, to take something that's a little harder and to think about it, then you have an endless amount of yontif. If you learn that you have to sit back, just a muscle ma'adav adayma, when a people play with videos or with computers or with movies, so they're constantly bored because they need to be entertained. So if they need to be entertained, the level of pleasure keeps going. You know, okay, I saw this shtick already, and I saw this shtick already, and I saw that shtick already. The bar keeps getting higher, and it's endless. If a person learns how to build, a person has a hobby, he does something, he builds something, he plays chess, anything that requires effort, it's kind of endless. And a person has the ability to do something with it. And the same thing, if a person doesn't ask himself, who's going to give me a better sukkah, how will I give myself? And I saw Reb Shlomo Noach Brzozowski in the Sivas Shalom writes, he was a tremendous mechanech, he was a phenomenal sense of chinuch. And he said, he insisted that Rebbeim always speak to their kids on their level. Except Yom Tovim time, they should speak, or occasionally, he said, on occasion, they should speak a step ahead of the kids. Like, basically, chinuch is about teaching, so that the kids understand, and you also have to teach them to jump sometimes, to try to grab at something they don't quite understand, but with effort they will understand it. And the same thing is true with Yontif. There are sfar for everybody. A sfas emes is not an easily accessible sefer, but if you think about what it says, it starts becoming accessible. And because he doesn't write it and spell it out in every last comment, every last detail, it allows you to use your own imagination and to think about it. I once was speaking to somebody. He wasn't familiar with his firm, but he was a thinker and speaker, and he told me, I want a sefer, recommend me a sefer, he told me. But in Eretz Yisrael they have this soft drink, it's called petal, where you take this thick and heavy syrup and you add water. He said, don't give me the prepared mixture. I've got plenty of water in my tap. Give me the petal. I can take an idea, a dense piece, where if you chew on it, you can add your own insights, your thoughts, your ideas, and that's something that really is where a person. I certainly found it there, and I think everyone can at his level find it. There's a tremendous wealth and beauty out there if you're willing to make the move. And to use your head, spend the time, and to recognize the yontif that you will make for yourself is the only yontif that can go on forever. Anything that you're waiting to be fed, there's just a finite amount of things that will excite you, and until basically there's nothing else. It's like I always think about, you know, the shtick that entertainers need today to make, you know, when they're playing stuff, to make the audience happy. It keeps getting, instead of him just singing powerfully with emotion, it's more and more shtick, because people don't latch onto the emotion, they don't bring it out in themselves, so it's just an endless amount of shtick. So I would like to say a nekuda, which is not an easy nekuda, but I'll try to be more user friendly than usual, try to be a little more explaining, I guess more like the Maral Shir rather than the Friday Shmuz. Now, Rabbi, if the Olim would like to participate, whatever it is, but the yontif of once we're in the explaining mode, let's explain one of the extraordinary beauties of Torah, and not only Torah. Let's say science was. When somebody could show you that two things that look different really are very similar, when they discovered that electricity and magnetism are really one and the same thing, and just different ways of investigating, there's an extraordinary beauty about it that you see it's one process, two different ways. A lot of the dinyanim, when people say that this is connected this, and this is connected that, and the other things connect something else, it sounds, at the beginning, it sounds like a game, and it could be if it's misused. But the truth is, there's a lot of, by understanding a process, parallel processes, it's very, very, every good explanation, it's like, every time you explain how a child develops and use a muscle that's exactly perfect, it becomes very insightful, because you realize it's the same process in two different presentations. That's what makes it very special. So in Torah and in the Bria, there are things that are very, very, you begin to realize there is a similar pattern expressed in a lot of different ways, and it's one of the things I want to talk about. The general Likud that I'd like to talk about is the Yontif of Sukkot carries itself Simcha. That's one aspect. That's not the Likud I want to talk about. There is another Nakuda about the Yontif that is about water. It says in Chag we need on Alamayim. It's a din on water. Shmini Atzeres is miyuchad for the Hashanahs are all about water. The Arba Minim, the Esrog is the Gemara says Hodar is Meloshen Hidrus, which means water. That Rav is Gadol Al Kol Mayim. It's Arvin Nachal. The Esrog is Gadol Al Kol Mayim. Water is a very important part of Dal Minim. Shmini Atzeres is Tefilas Geshem. Askaras Geshamim starts with that. In other words, the Metzias of rain is the focus in a big way on Sukkot. Al derech hapshat, and definitely you cannot deny it, is because water is the most essential of the elements, and it's very important. That's correct. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also structured a lot of Nikudis in the Bria in ways that are, in other words, the way in which air is essential, and the way in which water is essential, and the way which food is essential, and the way which the sun is essential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used one pattern for a lot of different things. And I'd like to try to understand the pattern behind water. And we'll point out some Nekudas soon, and then we'll try to, specifically about the process of Geshem. Water has a very strange way of coming. It's a process of Geshem, and Chazal speak a lot about it, and so on. Two, the only Masechta that deals, in a sense, with Tefillah, you have Masechta's Brachas, which deals with Kavurik type of Tefillahs. Tainis is a Masechta which deals with, there's a Seder of Tefillah for Gshamim. Atzirus Gshamim requires a Seder of Tefillah. The Sefer Chassidim says, there's a big Peder there on Hashanah Rabbah, and Shmini Atzeres, and whenever there is a Tainis for Gshamim, the Baal Tefillah has to be a miyuchadik, a person. I think being impoverished is one of the mildest studies that's there, actually. But somebody who's Nisra from Parnasa. But like upon him, also the caliber of the person. In other words, Tefillah is Nisyasid, Aseda Tefillah for Kshamim, the third parak, the whole parak, Mesechta's Tainis deals with Kshamim, the Chiyuv to be Masking Kshamim, the Chiyuv to be Spal for Kshamim, and the need and the Seder Hatfilah if there is no Kshamim. That's the Toich Memesechta's Tainis. And then Agav Orcha we go from Tainis to Tainis and so on. But Lemaisa, there's a Seder Hatfilah and the Ila comes from there and so on and so forth. That Tainis and Yom Tefillah is for Kshamim specifically. So again, it is very important and so on. But the close knit affinity, the close knit Nekudas of Tefillah and Mayim are very interesting. Another place where you see it, Chazal Darshan in Gemara and Tainis, that how do you know there's a din of Askaras Geshamim in Tefillah? So Chazal say because in Vehoyim Shemoya it says Mutter next to V'chol Avavchem Ve'izah V'edish Shabalev Zu Tefillah. So Geshamim and Tefillah is, in other words, the primary Tefillah of a Nivra is for Geshem. So the Gemara actually dashes it from a pasuk and is masmichit. It's funny. Haskar Yalav Yavo is stuck in somewhere in an Amud, the Gemara, Bemikra, when the Gemara is talking about what to be maskeh, where you expect it. Mashu Ruach Umar Negeshem is the opening topic of a Masechta. I mean, it's like a Masechta about Mashu Ruach Umar Negeshem. You don't expect a Masechta on Yalav Yavo, and even though you have to say Mashman Esra. But there's a Masechta on Mashu Ruach Umar Negeshem. That's what the Tainus is about. So you see that Geshem and Tefillah are very, very... Geshem, in other words, the primary Tefillah in the Bria is Geshem. And we'll see soon more. I just want to... let's like to see that first in the Chumash. You have the Pasuk about Bria Sa'adam. You have a Perek that describes the Bria. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu used is Elikim. That's the name that's used over here. The whole Bria, and Rashi says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas Adin." Fine. Vayichul Hashmayim v'aretz, vayivarokim oisai, vayivarokim zim hashvi, ashevarokim lasis. Finish. With that, the first parasha of Bereishis comes to an end. And that's what you'll read in Mitzvah Shem Mitzvah Torah. With that, you finish the whole first parasha. Elu, a new parasha. Elu told us Hashmayim v'aretz b'baram b'yoyim asoyis Hashem elikim eretz Hashemayim. Now it's going to describe to you the toldos Hashmayim v'aretz when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made eretz Hashemayim. The name used over here is Hashem elikim. It's the first time it'll be used. It's going to be used for one parasha exactly, and after Adam sins, that's the end of it. There's two other places where it's mentioned. One more place by Geshamim, it's mentioned by Eliyahu, Hashem Olekim, and by Barad, where you have Eshemayim, Dar Hagav. But this is it. This is the only parasha, and Chazal point out that it's unique. And Chazal say, let's just say, read the second pasuk, and I'll tell you what. V'kol siach hasada term ye ba'aretz. There was no grass yet. V'kol esev hasada term yitzmach. No grass grew yet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not cause rain, v'adam ayin lavris adama, and man was yet to be created. V'eid yalim in aretz, there would rise vapors. V'hishlas kol pnei adama, and it would be mashke everything. So the Chazal say over the Medrash says, how come it says Hashem alekim? So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu used shem shalem al oilam shalem. V'chem b'kshamim, he used the Shem Shalom. In other words, this, the world is complete. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Shem Hashem Alekim, which is a complete name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it associates with b'kshamim, which is a complete name of Hashem Alekim. So first of all, I would have expected the Torah, by using that logic, by on Shabbos, by Chalakim Eim Hashvi, now it's a complete world, it should say Hashem Alekim. The complete world is here, where the pasuk really tells you that the world's missing something. V'chol siach asada term yebaretz, k'es asada term yitzmach, k'lehim te Hashem alekim, v'adam ayin lavetz adama. The pasuk is telling me four things that are missing. Siach, esev, mater, and adam. So, why is the Shem Shalom and Olam Shalom, that's where it's mentioned. I also want to read a Rashi, and again, it's the type of Rashi that at some point we don't know what it is, but it's Rashi. Rashi was written for Ben Chomesh Lemikra, so it has a pshat. It says, Ve'ed Yala. What exactly does it mean that a vapor went up? So it says like this, Le'inyan Briyosei Shal Adam. In order to create man, what did HaKadosh Baruch do? Hela Tehoim. He brought up water from the bottom, from the abyss, from the bottom, from the very, very heart of the earth. Vehishka nanim, and he used that to saturate the clouds, to water the clouds. Lishrei sa'afa, to then put moisture on the ground. Vnivra adam kegavol zeshrei semayim chak se'isha. In other words, he took water from the Tehom, brought it to the cloud, brought it down to the world, and used that to make the earth and the clay to make Adam. So let me ask Shaila, without knowing what we're talking about, like, why get the water to the clouds to come down? Like, why not just, okay, open the water and put it in? Or besides which, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take water that was there already? I mean, it was Yikava Mayim already. You already had Yamim. Why didn't just take water there? And it takes the water from the bottom, goes up to the clouds, comes down again. Weird. I mean, again, we don't know exactly what we're talking about, but we can take the facts as they are. It's a long, roundabout process where he takes the water from the Tehoim, brings it up to the Ananim, and comes down again. And Rashi also says, Adam Ayin Laretz Adama, the world was waiting for tefillah, and that's when the rain came, and that's when the things started growing. So, again, we have tefillah. The first tefillah in the Bria was on Gshamim. That was the first tefillah, and Geshem was used to create Adam in a very, very strange way. That's so. Let's take a look at a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara here is going to be also very strange. Gemara about how rain comes. It's a machloikis. Rav Eliezer Aimer, kol ha'olam kulo mimeime okeanos u'shoise. All the rain in the world comes from the Atlantic or the ocean. Shenema, it says ve'ed yala min ha'aretz v'hishkas kol bnei adama. Omer v'shua, so v'shua asked v'alei meime okeanos meluchin hein. It's salty. I mean, the rain doesn't come salty. The rain is drinkable water, it's potable water. Amaloi mimaskin ba'ovin. They become sweetened in the clouds, which is pretty much the process where we understand that the water evaporates and leaves behind the salt. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Kol olam kulam mayim al yoinim u'shayis l'shtem olam tarim mayim tishter." So why is it that it says ve'ed yalim in aretz? It gives an explanation. I want to try and understand it. They're not being chaylik on the science of it. Not relevant. It wasn't their business how the science of rain worked. They're trying to express a mahalach and to get a sense of something here. So let's try to understand it. Let's take there are two types of ways in which things get done in the Bria. There are two mahalachim. There's man works. A person gets up, he takes wood, puts it together, and he has a table. That is Maisa Adam, from A to Z, and that's that. And the mile of it is the person feels accomplished, he's done it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really part of the process. I mean, not overtly. I mean, a person has a moon and so on and so forth, but Tachlis, it's his Maisa. There's a second type of process. And that process is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. So the man, we sit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumps man on us. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not us. That mahalach is also a missing process. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not us. So we have a problem. The Bria is split between self-contained and completely dependent. Either or. Either you're getting allowance from home or you're earning your own living. When you're earning your own living, you don't speak to your parents. And when you get an allowance, from your parents, you feel like 2 cents. They treat you like 2 cents. So we, how does it work? Manafsha. Where is the kesh of Adam and the Bria? So there's a sefer, the Remot Gabai. It's called Avodas HaKodesh. He was the Rebbe of the Maral. Not literally. The Maral holds him to be his Rebbe in Kabbalah. He was two generations ahead of him. But the Sefer is not a Kabbalah Sefer. It's a Sefer that's got... it's a Sefer that has... It's an accessible Sefer. It's not a very difficult Sefer. I mean, it's a hard Sefer. It's not abstruse. So he says like this. He asks a question. How come you find some nisim that the Nevi'im had to daven for, and some nisim that they didn't have to daven for? That's the way he phrases his question. So he answers that there are nisim that came from the Koach. He says a person was created b'tzelem elokim, b'tzalmo b'demuso. So he says a person has two aspects of godliness to him. One is that he's the boss in the Bria, he's the boss of the world, and Adam can do in the Bria as he wishes. That's one aspect. The second aspect is that he has control over Elyonim. When a person has control over Elyonim, that's where we're beginning to see the second process. And let's understand it in terms of what tefillah is. When a person is mispalel, what he does is he brings out his panimistic rotzen, and he presents it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the hope that it's your rotzen. A person says yil rotzen mifi means Ribbono Shalom, these are my rotzenes, and if I'm on target, this is what you want, and I would like you to do this. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, what's happened is I initiated the process, I gave it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned it to me. In other words, you're beginning to get the cycle where it's the only real partnership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person does something in himself, it's self-contained. When a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. The only process that makes a circle is that a person draws out his panimistic ritzonus. He understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be healthy. So a person says, Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, he's bringing out a ratzon panimi of his, a genuine ratzon. He's saying, may it be your will, because it's yours to do. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a refuah, it's come back to me again. That is the core of tefillah on a personal level, and it's the core of Geshem and Mayim on a universal level. In other words, Mayim is an extraordinary, Geshem is an extraordinary process. It starts by the water coming out of the Tehoimis. It becomes, it evaporated and goes up to Shemayim, and it comes down at Geshem and goes down again into this world. So the water cycle is the natural cycle. Everything else, once the water's here, the plants grow in the world over here. The animals feed on the plants. The people feed on the stuff. Rain is the only thing coming outside, but it's not a mun-like process where just coming min hashamayim yesh me'ayin. It's coming from something here, going up and coming down again. The cycle means that it's continuous, us and Elyonim. Elyonim and Tachtonim are bound together because it's a cycle. It goes from Tachton to Elyon back to Tachton again. It's my work, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work. It's I started the process, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, actually. That's the process. So in a global sense, in the Bria, Mayim is the only aspect which has that connecting circle. In the world of mitzvahs, avodas adam, whatever you want to call it, tefillah is that which stands connected. Tefillah is my ratzon. When I do a mitzvah, pshat is I take a lulav. I say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to take a lulav? I'll take a lulav. That's it. Tefillah, I start with my need, pass it on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and receive it again from him. That's the process of tefillah in the world of Adam and Ruchnis. So Adam, so that's what it means, the Avodas HaKodesh. Adam has two tzuris. He has tzalmo and he has dmuso. A person has dmus, which is he says he's a shilton on tachtonim. A person comes in this world, he's God. Like says Malach Mon Seishira, he plants, he plows, he harvests, he takes animals, and so on. That is his ma'isim. The tzalmo is that the person is shalit an elyonim. But shalit elyonim means I need to come on to elyonim for this process, and I can initiate the process and get elyonim to do it. So Adam b'toras tzalem alakim, rather than just kidmuso, and is myrak, why it's this word, and so on. I don't want to go off into that. That's where. So let's go back and let's understand the parashas really well. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. There's Briyas HaOlam. Fine. Briyas HaOlam is Shem Elokim. It's one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that. It's not a Shem Sholem. It's not a complete name because it's a one way street. The reason why Hashem Elokim is a complete process is because it's a circular process. So Hashem Elokim starts a new parasha. So the first parasha of Bereishis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing things to the world. Fine. The second parasha starts with Elyonim and Tachtonim being interlocked. The first parasha is Elyonim being Mashpia and Tachtonim. Period. When that's over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I've put in a new process in the Bria. I've put in a process of the mutuality of Elyonim Tachtonim. The fact that there is a reciprocation and it becomes a closed cycle. That's the Olam Shalom we're talking about. Bria Sa'adam now has a new facet. Until now, Bria Sa'adam was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokai Neshama Shana Satibi Tahori, that's that. Now it is for Adam Ayin Lavris Adama. The world is missing Adam, who's going to be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring rain. What do you mean for Adam Ayin Badama? The rain is coming from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, man, I can't make rain now. I can't make tzorach because I can't give rain. Why? Because Adam can't come to ask me for it. He hasn't come yet to ask me for it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way that Adam needs to bring water in a pneumistic level up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and down again. Up and down and up and down. The Bria Sa'adam, that's what Rashi says. That's what the words of Rashi mean. Bria Sa'adam was strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took water. How did he take the water? He brought it up from the Tahaim to the Anonim, Mashkes Adama, and it was Megabled Adama. In other words, in the very Metzias of Adam, you needed to have the process of those Mayim, which already part of that cycle. That cycle was included in Yetzirah's Adam. And that's what he says over here, that there was no yet, Adam wasn't here to be mispalel, and Bemele you couldn't have it. The Bria's Adam is that, and that's the Bria of Hashem Elokim. It's a complete name that locks in both ends of it. And that's the pshat over here in the Gemara in Tainus, that the Gemara says rain comes, the process of rain starts from the bottom, goes up to the top, it's nimtak ba'avim, it comes down again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that way because the metzius of Geshem is that metzius of the chelik of the Bria that comes from this world, goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes down again. I wanted to explain, that's the point. That was Simchas Beis HaShaeva. Every carbon is something that we bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no simcha when you ground the wheat for Menachas. There was no simcha, there was no celebration when you schlep the animals into the Beis HaMikdash. You need animals, you're schlepping animals. You need wine, you press the grapes, you bring wine. You need Menachas, you grind the flour, you bring the oil, and you bring Menachas. The simcha was on the once you brought a carbon, you poured wine, and you said Shira. The only time where you said Shira and the initiation of the process is by Simchas HaShaeva. V'leidavahu. I mean, you don't find any time, and it's a very strange ritual. Once a year, that Tzedukim denied it. It's a very strange. It's out of element. The Teretz is all Karbanis is we offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Period. Mayim is the process where we draw out from the very pneumias of the ground of Tachtonim. And they used to pour it out back again into Tachtonim. The Nizchamayim was the strangest thing. You went down to Mayashok, you drew up water from the bottom, you came and you poured it back again so that it would come down to the bottom again. The Teretz says yes. The Metzias of Mayim, the Avoida of Mayim is an Avoida where a person pours out, brings back in again, and so on. I want to, I guess, try. It's not an easy nekuda. It's obviously, like we said, these are things that you have to chew on and be aiming on. But on a personal level, one of our problems of tefillah is there's like a two sided problem with tefillah. On the one hand, we feel it's a cop out. A person davens, so instead of you doing what you're supposed to do, are you trying to misfollow for it? There's a famous story to Briska Rav, where somebody told Chassidus Shemaisa that there were two people going to bake matzahs. and one of them was a big medaktik in mitzvahs. Like he, you know, he made sure he got all the sticks and rubbed down and did the special flounder and that. The other one was like a very firmer guy, and he sat and said tillum. So they were both baking matzahs, and this guy's matzahs are like groundish for that and that. They were saying tillum. So at the end of the process, the person who was the big medaktik started getting very edgy and saying, you know, because it's all Yad Hashem, and you know, it's all Sefer Shemaya, and I'm sure probably that the person who was saying the Tillum, he probably had more Sefer Shemaya, and suddenly got very, very nervous, and went over to the guy who was saying Tillum and said, do you mind if we trade matzahs? I'd like to trade matzahs, and he traded matzahs with him. So the Biskov's comment was, so you see, he said, the guy who said Tillum did end up with the better matzahs. That was the Rav's comment on the Maisa. But Al Kaponim, Tfilah, it's hard for us. With Tfilah, we see, like, I always say, it's one of two things. Either you feel it's a cop out, or it's kind of like Kaddish Baruch Hu, why does Kaddish Baruch Hu need me to tell him what I need? I mean, he's the one who caused the need in the first place. Obviously, he understands. There's something we're lacking. In the Avodah of Tfilah goes to the very heart of what Avodas Adam is. In other words, when a person brings his ritzonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back what the person needs, that's a very, very special kiyum of this mahalach. It's a circle. You're linked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You initiate the process, and it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very powerful shutfis. It's the only real shutfis. Taking a little vesuk is me. Yeah, the Sefer Shemaya, there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, fine. But the answer was me. Giving me life is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I didn't pray for myself. I didn't bring myself into being. The idea that I initiate a process, when a person davens for something, as it happens, he and a Kaddish Baruch Hu are real shutfim. It's not the pshat I copped out and left it up to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that was that. If a chorosim abris, in other words, we held hands together, I was ma'ir el yonim, and el yonim came out to tachtonim. That's why Geshem and Tefillah are so closely allied. That was the avoda of Simchas B'Sheva, was celebrating this very, the most sheirishtik avoda in the Bria, which is Adamayim Ba'aretz, and this is where it becomes a shem shalom, and the drawing of the water itself is part of that krava. It's me'er the simcha because the drawing the water itself is my bringing out my inner needs, expressions, and so on. Just want to add, Dovra Melech's, this is Dovra Melech's Shpizen, called Ashana Rabbis Dovra Melech's Shpizen, and Dovra Melech says Vanis Tfilah, very famous. Dovra Melech is the personification of Tfilah. I mean, Tillum, everything that Dovra Melech said, whether it's a Shevach, whatever it is, it all has a din Tfilah. Dovra Melech, Shirei David Avdecha, David's Metzias was Tfilah. And it's fitting that our Shina Rabbah, which is the culmination of the Avodah of Mayim, it's the tomorrow, we're going to be say Tana Munim, Shevach Alev Kamayim, it's the process where people, bringing up water is the process of Tfilah. It's the process of bringing out from the depths of the person his real Ritzoynos, the things that he really wants and aspires to. It's bringing it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that if anything is going to really come and last, it'll be through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you get on the receiving end, and the Matnas Hashem, it's not Matnas Chinam anymore. It's Va'odam Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. If there's Odam Ayin Ba'aretz, then everything is Terem Yitzmach. Kelahim Tashem Lekim, Va'odam Ayin Lavas Adama. In the world of Tefillah, Adam is realizes his self as Tzuras Adam. It's where the Bria of Mayim and Mot and Geshem becomes his Gashem. And the extraordinary simcha once a year in the Beis Hamikdash, one yontif was the simcha of being shoyev mayim from the depths of the world, bringing it back onto the mizbeach and allowing it to come back into the world again. That was the dizmahal. What? Yes. I'm sorry. Interesting. interesting. For the Mispal for Geshem, he used a circle. It says by Choni Amagel, who was Mispal for rain, he would draw a circle around himself. Good. Choni Amagel, right. In other words, the one who was Mispal on Geshem is called Choni of the circle. The Choni, the circle man. Nice.
Why is the mission waiting called a Shitfis? I mean, let's say you have a kid who wants a car. So he tells his father he really wants a car, and the father gives him a car. So, like, how's a kid know a Shitfis?
Let me explain to you where would be a Shitfis. Imagine a. Let's make sure we have a minion. Imagine that you have. You're right. When a kid nudges his father for a car, or for whatever it is, they're just not a shutfist. But let's say a different case. Let's say a person talks to somebody and is mashpi on him, convinces him that he really needs to do this and this, and the person does it. So there it is, a shutfist. In other words, if I convince you to learn well, or whatever it is, so your learning is really a shutfist. If I'm the oire of something in you, that is your rutzen as well as my rutzen, when you mashpi on somebody, what happens is my rutzen resonates with your rutzen. If I speak to you passionately about being a good person, about doing mitzvahs, and it's mashpia, it meant that my passion and your passion rang together. If what I say doesn't make sense to you, it's not going to be mashpia on you. And if I don't mean what I say, it's also not going to be mashpia. It has to be I mean, and you're makabel. So tefillah is the same thing. When you say yil ratzon, asay ratzon, bat ratzon, me ratzon, it means I want my ratzon, Akash Baruch's ratzon, to resonate together. That's what I'm trying to say.
So this is a lot of work. You have to find.
Yes, it is a lot of work. It says a love day v'chol avavcha. That's yes. It's yes. I'm not sure. You know, it's what the machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer here. I mean, Rabbi Shua doesn't have a machlokes in Brias Olam if it was Nisan Tishrei. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer are one of those pairs of Tanoim where the machlokes stretches across a lot of things. And I don't remember that. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the Shem Adol does say Huda Kineged, whatever it is. But I don't know. But I mean, it does say in some Sefarim, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar actually says that the word Geshem and Mutter are used in two separate contexts. He speaks in Devarim, but the difference between Geshem and Mutter. I even think we might have it in one of the sheets. I'm not sure. He says that when the world, let me go to a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, very straight Pirkei Rabbi Elazar on the eight Yalim and Arutz. And the parts of it that I don't understand, he says like this. He says, sometimes the world nurtures itself, and that's like a p'china of znus. Like the rain comes from within the world and stays there. So that's like an almana being mezaneh and having a vlat. That's the lashon that he uses. Or it can come from a kadosh baruch hu, and that's a p'china, like a zoch and a keva, like an isha with a baila risha. Now, I don't know. There are a lot of points that I find Radal doesn't explain well. I don't know the full. But Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, Geshem is Meloshen Gashmius. In other words, when the world keeps itself wet, that is a low darga. If it never cycles up, but he says if it comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like a Pchina Socher, and that's where it says, Kein la Yoshev Dvarai Kim Hirva Vitzmiach, and so on and so forth. But he makes that chalukah between a rain that is just an internal recycling, or it's a refreshing through. They have it on the air conditioner. They have, you can recycle the existing air, or you can draw in new air. And so basically, that's what he says. The two pchinas are. One is just the world kind of taking care of itself. That's a very low dagger, and that's called geshem. And the mutter is a high dagger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mamter. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is himter. You don't say hikshim. I mean, you say hikshim in modern Hebrew to mean something else. It's like hikshim chalomo. But there's no word of hikshim. There's himtir, but there's no hikshim. So that's the way he says it. It's,
is there any difference between mashiach ruach and geshem and talmud? Like, how does it fit that?
Don't know. Interesting. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I think about it. Well, I understand. It's not a lower dagger. Let me explain to you. Hashem Elokim is the shutfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen and man's capability of delivering. It's not a toned down version. Let me give you an example. If somebody is an effective teacher, it's not only that he's not dumbing down the material, he's processing the material kefida ozni of the shemeya. So you need to have Hashem Elokim is a sheet of Elyonim and Tachtonim. That's why it's two Shemois. But it's a Sholem Dik Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world is Sholem when you're being Meshat of Elyonim and Tachtonim. That's it was supposed to be, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it in two levels. It's, first of all, there's the Bria in its pure sense. This is me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Adam. With Adam, it has a kiyum only if you take Adam into account also. It has no kiyum if it's just Hashem. The world needs a kiyum of Elokim, and Hashem has a kiyum. Adam means... Kashmir didn't make a mistake. It wasn't like, I don't think this guy's up to the job, you know? I think we got to have... it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad himself, this is the way it comes out. Mitzad Adam, the raw means as a mashpia, I set a muscle. Let's say a teacher has a curriculum. I want to teach him X, Y, and Z. So the first thing is I have to set up the pure ideal of X, Y, and Z. Then I have to say, okay, now let's see what the students can understand and how they can understand it. So the raw is the shtelling tzu of the ideal, the divine ideal to the people that are going to be makabalit. That's what it is. Yeah. Right. Kacholos. Right. So. Correct. So Rabbi Akiva was the exception. It wasn't Adam as the normal tzuras Adam. This was the, you know.
Meaning,
there's
still mostly of a person down.
Fine. Yes, Bechinas. There are no absolute Bechinas in these things. You know, things are it's a structure. In other words, I'm explaining to you a general structure.
The also,
yes. It does, in a sense. It uses this. In other words, the Mayim. Geshem. If it comes from just El Yonim, you're lacking. It's not Geshem. It needs to process itself. The Tachtonim have to go up to El Yonim and come down again. That's Geshem. That's the.
Like the
right. 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 No, this is where Mayim Tachtonim goes full cycle and becomes El Yoinim and then Tachtonim again. In other words, El Yoinim process themselves through Tachtonim process through El Yoinim and they come back again as such. That's the... Could be. What? Nice way. I haven't thought of it, but it's a nice way, yeah. Yeah? So it's a nice riot. Because you have to bring it out from Amakim. Because right, no, Ruach HaKodesh is pnimius in a person. It's not like Nevuah. It's or you asking Nashi.
I'm just curious. The first pasuk that was booked, it says Shem Elokim, even though there isn't that yet, meaning the next pasuk after that, once he's created, then it's Hashem Elokim.
No,
fully.
This is Elutol's. The second parasha is the world in line with the Adam that's going to come. In other words, okay, and what does the world look like without Adam, and what does it look like with Adam? it's setting the stage, so to speak, for Adam that's going to be there. So he's saying, in the Hashem Elokim mode, we're going to be set the stage for
Adam. We have it, even though we don't have it yet.
Yes, you know, it's Terem, right. Should we daven Ma'ariv here? Should we go to Yeshiva? What's the story? What do you think?
I davened already. So
you daven? What? I daven. How many people have davened already? Ah, okay. So I guess that answers the question. So I guess I'll go to Yeshiva. Yeah. Got good.
No, I think we need them to share anyway. Unless we're going to rain something like this.
I'm still trying to figure out which radio station
they used to be 1500 AM, but that's not that anymore. So FM only, they have blues on FM. They have weather.